Shanti. Charoki. Today, Bap Dada, the master of all the treasures, Khazane Sampan, Bachchon ko dekh rahe, is seeing his children who are full with all the treasures everywhere. In the treasure store of every child, how many treasures Bap Dada is happy to see, so many treasures accumulated in the treasure store of every child. The treasures are received equally and at the same time to everyone. By everyone, however, the account of the treasures accumulated is different for all the children. Why? Because according to the time, Bap Dada wishes to see all the children full with complete treasures, because these treasures are not meant merely for this one life only. These imperishable treasures are going to accompany you for many births. Thank you. the treasures of this time are known to all of you children. What treasures Bhagdada has given when this is mentioned, what treasures Bhagdada has given when this sentence is mentioned, all the treasures come in front of you. The list of all the treasures has emerged in front of you, hasn't it? Has told you earlier too that you have received the treasures. However, what is the method of accumulating these treasures? What is the method of accumulating these treasures? As much you become humble and consider yourself to be an instrument, or as much you consider yourself to be an instrument and become humble, that much your treasures are accumulated. Therefore, check with the method of being an instrument and becoming humble, how many treasures have been accumulated in my account? As many treasures are accumulated, that is how much full your treasure store or your account is. On the basis of that, your face and your activity will reveal the fullness of the account in the form of spiritual intoxication automatically on the face.
Okay.
the spiritual intoxication will automatically sparkle on the face of that one all the time. And as much spiritual intoxication that one has, that much he will be a carefree king. Spiritual intoxication. Spiritual intoxication. Is the sign of a carefree king. Or being a carefree king is the sign of spiritual intoxication, and therefore check how much on my face and in my activity there is the faith and the intoxication of a carefree king. All of you have received the mirror, haven't you? Therefore, in the mirror of your heart, check your face. Check your face in the mirror of your heart. And find out if there is any worry on it. What will happen? How will it happen? Hope this doesn't happen. None of these type of thoughts should remain. So make sure that these type of thoughts aren't there. The thoughts of a carefree emperor. Whatever is happening, is very good. And whatever is going to happen, will be even better and better. This is called spiritual intoxication. That is becoming a soul who has self-respect. Those who have perishable wealth, in spite of earning so much, the more they earn, the more they get worried. But for you, do you have any worry about these spiritual treasures you have? You are carefree, aren't you? Because those who are the masters of spiritual treasures and the children of God, they are carefree emperors even in their dreams. Because they have the faith that these godly treasures will not only last for this one birth, but they will continue to be with us now and also in the future. They will be with us. This is why, because of faith in the intellect, because of this faith in the intellect, they are carefree. Therefore, today Bhagdada was looking at the account of accumulation of treasures of all the children everywhere. Baba has told you earlier also that you have accumulated three types. You have accumulated in three types of accounts, and you can accumulate in these three accounts more and more. One is One is the treasures you accumulate on the basis of the efforts you make. This is one account in which you accumulate on the basis of the efforts you make. The second account is the account of blessings you receive. The method for accumulating in the account of blessings is in contacts, relationships and service. Whilst remaining in contacts, relationships and service, and in all the three, thoughts, words and actions, to be satisfied with the self, and or the others also, all of them to be always satisfied with you, that is contentment or satisfaction increases the account of blessings. And the third account is the account of charity. The method for accumulating in the account of charity is whatever service you do, whether it is through thoughts, words or actions, or coming in contacts and relationships with others, to always be selfless, do altruistic service, be selfless and have an unlimited attitude, be nature, feelings, for others and serve in that way. With this, you automatically accumulate in your account of charity. Therefore, check. You know how to check, don't you? Do you know how to check? Raise your hand if you don't know how to check. Anyone who doesn't know how to check, raise your hand. That one. There's no one, that means all of you know how to check, is it? So, Have you checked? So, have you checked to how much percentage have you accumulated in all these three accounts? The account of self-efforts, the account of blessings, and the accounts of charity. How much you have accumulated? Those who do check this, raise your hand. Those who do this checking, raise your hand. Do you check? Yes. Those in the first line, you don't check? You don't check? You don't check, those of you in the first line? What do you say? Dadi Janki is saying something. You check, don't you? They are saying yes, they are nodding their head. Because Bap Dada has already told you, he has already signaled you, that time is moving very fast, and reaching its end, or time is coming close very fast, and therefore you have to keep on checking yourself again and again. But because Bap Dada wishes to see you as the king child, means a prince, a kingly child with the sanskars of a king, because you are learning Raj Yoga, so through Raj Yoga you become a king. Each child, Bap Dada has that spiritual intoxication for every child, that each child of his is going to become a king or is a king. Self-sovereign becomes the world sovereign. And therefore, each one is God's child, a sovereign. you do keep on receiving the treasures from Bap Dada. There is a very easy method of accumulating all these treasures. You may call it the method or you may call it the key. You know about it, don't you? What is the key for accumulating the treasures? You know it. It is the three dots. All of you have this key, don't you? The three dots. Apply the three dots and your treasures will keep on accumulating. The mothers are clever, aren't they? Aren't you, mothers? You are clever in using the key, aren't you? So, have all the mothers are all the mothers taking good care of this key of three dots? Have you kept the key safe with you? Do all of you have the key? Those who have the key, raise your hand. Mothers, among the mothers first. Those who have this key of three dots, Baba always mentioned, I'm a soul, Baba is a soul, drama, I'm a point, Baba is a point, and the point of drama. So Baba is saying, hope this key doesn't get stolen sometimes. Usually, mothers know very well how to, how to keep everything in lock and key and keep the key safe with themselves. Therefore, does this key also remain or stay with you all the time? Therefore,
Bap Dada,
at present, wishes that because time is so close,
Bap Dada, ek shabd,
as time is so close, Bap Dada,
sankalp se, bol se,
wishes
change karna
that you change one word in a practical way in your thoughts, words and actions. Change one word practically. Do you have that courage? There's only one word which you have to change. Do you have the courage to change? This is the transformation Bap Dada wants to bring in every child. It's only one word. Which makes you go away from intense efforts and makes you careless effort makers. Instead of intense effort makers, it makes you careless effort makers. So, according to the present time, what effort is necessary? Intense effort, is it not? And all of you wish the same, that we want to come in the line of intense effort makers. But there is one word, which makes you careless. Should Baba tell you that word? In order to transform? Are you ready to transform? Should Baba tell you the word? Are you ready to transform? Raise your hand if you are. If you are ready. Okay. So everyone is raising the hand and Baba is saying, see, your photo is coming on the TV. It's showing that you are ready. Okay, congratulations as you have raised your hand. So you have to transform with intense efforts. You won't say, I'll try, I'll see. You won't say that, will you? So that one word, you must have already come to know, because all of you are clever. And that one word is, reason. You give reasons. So instead of the word reason or cause, you use the word remedy, solution. When you give reason or you think of some reason, then the solution doesn't come. Therefore, Bap Dada not in words only, but even in your thoughts, Baba wants you to finish this word, reason or cause. This is the reason this happened, this was the cause. So Baba says that you have, and change this word reason or cause into solution, the answer. Because reasons could be of many types. There could be different causes, different reasons.
सोचने में.
एंड यूजुअली दिस वर्ड रीजन और कॉज वेल ब्रॉट इन थॉट्स वर्ड्स एंड एक्शंस डज नॉट अलाउ यू टू मेक इंटेंस एफर्ट्स. It becomes like a bondage in front of intense efforts.
क्योंकि आप सभी का बाप दादा से फायदा है.
All of you have made a promise to Baba, haven't you? You have made this promise with love. That Baba,
Bab ke Vishwa Parivartan ke kaarya mein,
Baba, we are your companions in the task of world transformation.
Bab ke saathi hai.
You are Baba's companions. Baba doesn't do anything alone. He takes his companions with him. He takes his children, his companions with him. Therefore, what is your task in the task of world transformation? Your task is to finish the reasons and causes which souls have and change them into solutions, remedies. Because nowadays majority of the souls are very, very unhappy and in distress, sorrowful, they are sorrowful, therefore they want liberation. They want to be liberated from peacelessness and sorrow. They want to be freed from all the bondages. And who is the liberator?
Baba ke saath aap bachche,
along with the father, even you children are the bestowers of mukti, liberation. From your non-living images, even till today, what do people ask for? What do people ask for even today from your non-living images? On seeing how the peacelessness and sorrow is increasing in the world, majority of the souls everywhere, are remembering you souls, the liberators. They have so much distress in their mind and are crying out, "Oh Liberator, give me liberation. Oh Liberator, free me, liberate me."
Atma ki dukh, ashya
So, oh liberators, can you not hear the cries of the people in distress and sorrow? Therefore, first of all, as liberators, finish your own causes and reasons. Then automatically the sound or cries of being of wanting liberation will be echoed in your ears. First, you have to free yourself from your own causes and reasons. Then only you'll be able to free others. Now, day by day, more and more people will come in front of you, more and more queues will be in front of you, praying to you, give us liberation. They'll cry out. But until now, because of the reasons and causes you give in making efforts, the doors of mukti or liberation are still closed. There are other words also which go with these words, cause and reason. There are other weak words which are mentioned along with cause and reasons. This happened, that happened, because of this, that happened. You know, reasons, causes, excuses. These are words accompanying them. So causes, reasons, excuses, they go together, and because of this the gates of mukti, liberation, are closed. Therefore, as all of you have come to celebrate Holi, haven't you? You have come running for this purpose, haven't you? You climbed the Viman, the aeroplane of love, and reached here, didn't you? You have love for the Father. This is why you have reached here to celebrate Holi with Baba. Congratulations, congratulations. You're welcome. Babdada is congratulating you. Babdada is watching that even those who cannot walk, they are in a wheelchair. So even if they are on a wheelchair, even if their health isn't very good, they have, you know, developed that courage and have come here. Bab Dada watches this scene when all of you come in the class, when you come in the program, in the class. Bab Dada sees how you come on a wheelchair or maybe hold a stick and come, or you hold somebody's hand and come. But what is this called? This is called love for God. So Bab Dada, to such courageous, loving souls who have so much love in their heart for Bab Dada, to them Bab Dada blesses from the heart, gives love from the heart in a special way. You have developed that courage and come. And of course the father's and the family's help is automatically there. Have all of you got good accommodation? Have all of you got good accommodation? Raise your hand. Those who say yes, the accommodation is okay, they are comfortable, raise their hand. Double foreigners, you have got good accommodation. Yes. Okay. Baba's looking around. You know, especially in Shantivan, some are staying in tents in the open because there's no vacancy in the rooms, no beds vacant. Some are also sleeping on the floor, you know. Therefore Baba is saying, you know, where this is a mela, you know, in a mela people hardly they get place to sleep, and even if the food they get that has got sand in it, but if you receive good Brahma Bhojan, you're happy with the food you eat, and you have 3 square feet of land for in a place, some space for sleeping too. That's good. Because this type of meeting, you will experience it only after 5,000 years at this confluence age in the next cycle, not in between. Not before that. And therefore, therefore today Baba had the thought of going through your 3 accounts of accumulation. Baba has already seen the accounts and is going to go through those accounts more. Therefore Baba has already signal to you or warned you that you need to accumulate more in your these 3 accounts, because only now is the time when you can accumulate in these accounts. It's only at this time in the confluence age at Sangam Yuga you can accumulate as much as you wish in these 3 accounts. because this these three accounts will then last for the whole kalpa. It's only at this time that you can account in these accounts, because after this the bank will be closed. Then what will you do? This is why as Bap Dada has love for the children, so Bap Dada knows that children sometimes when they are careless they forget these things and say, it will happen, we'll see. We are doing it as much as we can. We are moving forward in some way. They say it in a very intoxicated way. Don't you see? We are moving forward. What else should we do? What else are we to do? We are doing it. But then moving ahead, that is like walking. But then flying is so different from walking, isn't it? You are moving forward, but then that's like walking. But then, well, congratulations for moving forward. But now, it's not the time to only walk. The time for walking ahead is finished. Now is the time to fly. Because only then you'll be able to reach your destination. To come and become an ordinary subject is not good, because you are God's children. And does it look good if God's child becomes an ordinary subject? This is why Bap Dada wants that from today onwards, holy, the meaning of holy is past, so all of you have come to celebrate holy, haven't you? So holy means past is past. Let it be for any reason. If any weakness still remains, then at this moment, make past is past, let bygones be bygones. And become aware of your picture. Become your own artist and paint your own picture. Draw your own picture. Do you know that which picture does Bap Dada see in front of him? Which picture of yours does Bap Dada see in front of him? Do you know which picture Bap Dada is watching even now in front of him, of yours? All of you to draw your own picture. Do you know how to draw your own picture?
Srishta Sankalpa.
with the pen of elevated thoughts. With the pen of elevated thoughts, draw your own picture, yourself, and bring it in front of you. Before that, do all of you do the drill of your mind, not the drill of the physical senses, drill of, but do drill of the mind. Are you ready? Are you ready to do the drill, the exercise? Nod to Baba if you are ready. And they are raising their hand as well as nodding. The best picture is the picture of someone who is seated on a throne, wearing a crown and having a tilak on his forehead. Therefore, bring your picture in front of you. Leave aside all other types of thoughts. All other thoughts just leave behind. See how all of you are seated on Bap Dada's heart throne. You have the heart throne, don't you? This is such a throne which you will not get anywhere else. Therefore, draw a picture of you seated on Bap Dada's heart throne. Tell yourself that I am a special soul, a soul with self-respect, seated, I'm a soul, an elevated soul, the first creation of God, and seated on the heart throne of Bap Dada. So, did you seat yourselves on the throne? Then, I am God's creation, sitting at the bottom of the Kalpa tree, as an ancestor soul and a worthy of worship soul. So apply this consciousness this tilak of consciousness on your forehead. I am an ancestral soul, a soul worthy of worship. Apply this tilak of consciousness on your forehead. And then, I am a carefree king, as I have given all my concerns, worries to Bab Dada. I've surrendered all my worries to Baba, to Bab Dada, and I'm wearing a crown of being double light. So a double light crown, Bab Dada's heart throne, and the tilak of worship worthy and an ancestral soul. So you got the crown, you got the tilak, and you got the throne. I am such a soul who is loved by God the Father. Did you draw this type of picture of yours? Let this crown of being double light be on your head all the time, even whilst moving. Every time, remember your self-respect that I am a soul seated on a throne, having a double crown and with a tilak. So with the power of determined thought, bring this picture in front of you all the time. Do you remember at the beginning? At the beginning, you used to remember or be in the consciousness of only one word, and that word was, who am I? One sentence, who am I? Who am I? These words should be brought in your awareness again and again. and then bring in your awareness the different titles of yours, the titles which God has given to you. In today's world, human beings get titles from human beings, and see, when they get any title, they give so much importance to them, to those titles. But you have been given the titles by God, by the Father, and see, you have been given so many titles, so such a big list of self-respect. Therefore, always keep this list of self-respect in your intellect and keep churning on that. Who am I? Then say, who am I? And then bring the list in front of you and then stay in that intoxication. Then all the reasons, the words of the different reasons and causes and excuses will finish, and the remedy, the solution will appear in front of you. And when you'll become the embodiment of the solutions, then all the souls of the world then you will be able to take all the souls of the world easily to Nirvana Dham. That is, show the souls the path of liberation and free them. Baba's rhyming words, because Baba used the word solution and Nirvana, salvation, like, you know, Baba's rhyming words. So when you become the embodiment of solutions, then you'll be able to salvate souls. So, do you know how to make a determined thought? When there's a determined thought, then determination is the key of success. Determination is the key to success. Let there not be any lackness in this word determination. Because Maya's job is to make you get defeated. And your work, what is it? What is your work? Your task is to become a garland around Baba's neck and not be defeated by Maya, because in Hindi the word is har. Har has two meanings. This one on the word har, Baba is using. Not be defeated by Maya. Har means defeated, but instead become a garland round Baba's neck. So not be har of Maya, but har, the garland of Baba's neck. And therefore, always make the determined thought that I am the soul, I am the victorious bead, or the bead of the rosary of victorious victory around Baba's neck. I am the victorious soul around Bab Dada's neck. When Baba tells you to raise your hand, when he asks you what will you become, What answer do you give? What do you want to become? When Baba asked, you all give one answer, don't you, that we want to become Lakshmi and Narayan. No one wants to become like Ram and Sita. So, if you are to become Lakshmi and Narayan, then you need to have the determined heart that I am the bead of the rosary of victory around Bhaktada's neck. See, so say this to yourself again and again, and in this way finish off all the causes, excuses, reasons, and become an embodiment of solutions. So today, what gift will you give to Bhaktada on this day of Holi? You give this gift of reason. Reason, cause, you know, in Hindi the word is to, you know, like an excuse. If this happened, then therefore that happened. You know, if this wouldn't happen, then that wouldn't happen. So to, that's a Hindi word. And Baba saying, when you say to, you become a tota. Tota means parrot. So when you say to, you become a parrot. You're not using your intellect, but you're like a parrot, whatever you have read or learned up, you just memorize, that's all. But you're not becoming the embodiment of it. So don't say to. That is, don't give excuses. So on this day of Holi, on this day of Holi, make a determined thought that I will always be in Bhaktada's company. I will be combined with Bhaktada. I will be in the strongest color of Bhaktada's company. I will be colored in Bhaktada's company all the time. I am not just Baba is not just my companion, but Baba is combined with me. A companion can be separated after some time, but combined means being together all the time. Therefore, in this way, I will be colored in Bhaktada's company all the time. To let Baba's color color you, that means to become like the Father. Therefore you are all combined with Bhaktada, aren't you? Or are you combined only sometimes and sometimes not? Baba has seen that many children, when you know they make too much effort, then they become weak. After some time, then they want to be all by themselves. They want to be alone. They don't want anybody else to be with them. They like to be alone. They like to sit alone, you know, and just think alone. But even that, being alone isn't good. This is God's family. There are so many members in this family of God. Therefore, how can you be alone? This is Maya's cunningness. It tries to make you alone. And then, first it makes you alone, and then it attacks you. Like, you know, when somebody is to be attacked, then that one is made to become alone first, and when he's alone, then he's attacked. See, in a rosary, is there one bead only? A rosary means? What's the speciality of a rosary? One bead is so close to the next bead. Every bead is closely knit, connected with the next bead. The thread is not visible between the two beads. So loving, cooperative, this is your memorial. The rosary is your memorial. They are you all like knit together in one thread of love and cooperation. Before, did you celebrate Holi to become like the Father? Bab Saman is to color the self in Bab Dada's company. So what is everyone's thought? To become equal to the Father, is it not? Bab Dada is happy. Bab Dada is congratulating to all of you for having made the firm, determined thought that you will become equal to the Father. You have the intoxication, don't you? That there is no one in the world as much multi-million times fortunate we are. Is there anyone else as fortunate as you are? No one. So keep this intoxication in you. Now, raise your hand, all the first timers, raise their hand. All the first timers who are meeting Bab Dada for the first time, even among double foreigners, are there any first timers? Baba is asking. Raise your hand, even the double foreigners. Yes. Okay. Baba is seeing so many raised hands. Our first timers. Okay. So, all the children who have kept the courage and come for the first time. To them. Bab Dada is congratulating for having come to this gathering, for experiencing the pleasure, the joy of the meeting, and also Bab Dada is giving a special blessing to you that may you be immortal. May you be immortal. All those who are meeting Baba Dada for the first time, Baba is giving the blessing. May you be immortal. Every day at Amrit Vela, after celebrating a meeting with Baba Dada, remind yourself again and again of this blessing from Baba Dada that I am immortal, I am immortal, I am the immortal child of the immortal Father. I am a soul who is going to receive the immortal status. Of course, we will leave the body and take another body, but peace and happiness will remain constant with us in golden age, in silver age. That is, therefore, Baba says, we become immortal. So, what is next? Now Muni Ben is going to tell about who are the Sevadari system. It is Delhi zone, Delhi, big zone of Delhi. Delhi zone is doing Seva. Also Agra zone, two zones. Agra is a small zone. So Delhi zone, Agra zone, all work. Five and a half thousand, just Delhi and Agra. Five and a half thousand.
Just we should go.
Baba Dada has noticed that whichever zone's turn is to do seva service, they come in large numbers. They have a big heart and tell everyone to come from their zone. So it's a double benefit. One is they do yagya seva, yagya service, of service of the yagya, and also, well, the service of the yagya makes you accumulate a lot of charity. One action you do will get you 100,000 fold return of that act. So it's not a small thing to do yagya service. So all those who come, they get so much benefit. One is the benefit from the yagya service, that is the charity they accumulate by doing service in the yagya. And the second, you know, so many elevated souls gather here. It's only in Madhuban where so many elevated souls gather. Whether it is the Pandavas, whether it is the Dadis, or whether it's the Maharathis, the sisters, brothers. And along with that, there is the unlimited family. Where else will you get such a family? Even in golden age, it will be a small family. So you won't get this type of family anywhere else in the world. How many have come in total? How many, Baba is asking, how many have come in total? 17,000. 10,000 mothers, 5,000 5,000, 10,000 mothers, 5,000 brothers, and 2,000 teachers, and 500 children. She's giving the right number. So, over 17,000. So this is such a big family of so many thousands. You will never get this type of family anywhere, neither in golden age, nor in silver age, nor in copper age, nor in iron age. Only one family. 17,000 in a family. Have you ever heard of a family having 17,000 members in it? It will be difficult to look after such a family anywhere. But here, see, everyone is enjoying being together. So there's so much benefit. To meet the family, it's not a less thing, not a small thing. And also, this is God's family. You have to make Delhi the future capital also, is it not? Are you sure you are going to make it the capital? You are ready for that, aren't you? Therefore, if you are going to make Delhi the capital again in the future, to an old din will come in your capital. They will become your companions in the capital. So you have to make that much preparation for welcoming so many companions of yours. Have you invoked them? At present, Delhi is in turmoil. You know, the politics, Baba is referring to the politics of the country. What news you hear every day? What news comes in the newspapers? So much of turmoil, so much of so many problems. But what are you making Delhi into? You are going to make Delhi into a golden Delhi. You will give place to everyone. You will call everyone in your kingdom, won't you? So in politics there's so much upheaval at the moment, but in Baba says in your kingdom, everyone will enjoy peace and happiness. But then for that you have to prepare. Only then everyone will be able to come. Those of Delhi have many specialities. Bab Dada has noticed that those of Delhi have many specialities of service. They have emerged many new types of service. They have become instrumental for new types of service. Now you have to convert Delhi into golden Delhi. In order to make it a golden Delhi, you need to prepare such a plan. So that everyone says from his heart, wow, how great are the instrument souls of Delhi, that you have given us the kingdom of heaven. Because heaven is going to be established in Delhi. The establishment of heaven will be from Delhi. It's good, even the gathering there is good. And there are special souls there who are clever in making service plans. Sakar Brahma Baba and Jagatamba Saraswati Jagatamba Mama and the instrument Dadis have always have had great love for Delhi. Is there any dadi who has not gone to Delhi? No. All the dadis have stayed in Delhi and served there. So now those of Delhi make some new plans of service. All the zones want something new because they have done a great deal already. Now sit specially at Amrit Vela and create new plans. Think of new plans and they will emerge. The service you are doing at present is also very good. All the zones are doing something or the other. Bhaktada heard. Bhaktada heard that wherever Bhaktada has given place to the children to do service, whether it is ORC in Delhi or it is Hyderabad, where is the one of Hyderabad? She's there, Kuldeep, Sister Kuldeep. She stands, she's in the front row. She's standing and raising her hand. So, even in Hyderabad, Andhra Pradesh, there's a very good wave of service started in Shanti Sarovar. She has kept very good courage. And you have kept the courage, and for that, Bhaktada congratulates you to Sister Kuldeep of Hyderabad. In Delhi too, everyone is working very hard and keeping everyone busy there in service. All the zones are doing some or the other type of service. that in Gujarat they are serving the youths very well, or and also going to every village and serving there. So every zone is doing a lot of service in their way. And showing great interest in service, because every zone, because of different wings, the service of different wings is easy. So in every zone, different wings are being served easily, and then they come to Bap Dada, and Bap Dada is happy to see them. But now Bap Dada wants, just as before, you know, before for any type of service, little bit of advertisement is done. It's on a small scale, and then sometimes big advertisement is done for a bigger program. Sometimes the announcement is even bigger for a very big program. And now Baba says, up to now you have been blowing maybe small drums and trumpets and whistles, whatever. But now you have to beat big, big drums. On Shivratri, Bap Dada noticed that many put up big, big hoardings. God has come, God has come. The Father has come, but it hasn't reached the hearts of all yet. They've only reached the eyes, but it should reach their hearts. It should reach each one's heart. The sound should reach in everyone's heart that our Baba has come, our Baba has come. So which zone will do it first? Whichever zone comes forward. Bap Dada is giving a chance to everyone. At least in the programs of different wings which you do, in them, to the whole gathering which comes in the program, they should say from their heart, maybe not shout slogans, but then in the heart, and from the heart, they should say that our Baba has come. Our Baba has come. Yes, some do say, some do understand, but it's only a few. But the whole gathering should say with zeal and enthusiasm that our Baba has come. And they are shouting from behind, our Baba has come, our Baba has come. This you can do, Baba says. Prepare the whole gathering. They do come in programs. Let them accept. And time is coming closer fast. Therefore, congratulations to those of Delhi, because those of Delhi have a very big responsibility. actually the Delhi was the first place from where service began, you know, when the sisters left Madhuban, the first place they went was Delhi. So Baba says that so Delhi has that privilege of starting service first of all before it went to other places. Okay, congratulations, you may sit down.
Baba, double videshi aaye hain 700.
700 double foreigners have come. Where are those of Agra? Baba's remembering those of Agra. Those of Agra, stand up. Very few. Even those of Agra can do special service. You know, today's government does service in Agra. You know, many VIPs, government officials, they all go to Agra to see the Taj Mahal. So Baba is referring to that. So Agra can do a lot of service. So those of Agra make such a plan. So that Almighty Government's service name is glorified. Do such service in Agra that the Almighty Government's name is glorified. Next time when you come, make a plan. If you want to make someone your companion for that, so you want to take help from someone, take help too. But next time you come, you bring a practical result of what plans you have made for service in Agra. Tell Baba what service you have already done in Agra. What are the teachers of Agra? They are standing. Will you do it? Make the whole plan and come and bring to Baba. In that you show where you did service. Like some zones do, they do bring their, I know what service they have done, how far they have reached, in which areas they have gone for service. So Baba wants to see the service of Agra. Though you are few, but then they say five Pandavas, they did so much. So though you are few, you can do a lot. Do this wonder. Though your number is less, but then you should do the best service. Is it okay? It is good. Brahma Baba paid a lot of attention to Agra. So give your proof of service to Bab Dada. Okay, you may sit down. Okay, you took a chance and therefore very good. Okay, now double foreigners. Double foreigners, please stand up. Double foreigners, stand up. 700 have come from 50 countries. All double foreigners, stand up. Everyone. 700 from. Uncle G has also come. Uncle, wave to Baba. Yes. Baba Dada is very happy to see this couple, uncle and auntie, to see this family. Why Baba is so happy to see uncle, auntie and the family? Because in the Brahmin family, abroad, the first VIP who became instrumental with his family, it was you. You know, uncle and auntie, they started the first service in, first center in Guyana. So, yes, everyone is clapping for you, uncle and auntie. And the wonder is that he was actually at that time, he was on government duty as an, I think, vice president or the minister he was, and that in being on duty, having that post, he established a center in Guyana and gave Baba's message to so many people in the government, whether he opened the center in Guyana, but Guyana was responsible for really opening the gates of America. All the service grew in America because of Guyana. It wasn't service of Guyana alone, but whole of America was served through Guyana. This is why Bab Dada blesses you very much and lots and lots of love and remembrance from the heart multi-million times to uncle, auntie. Where is auntie? Auntie, wave to Baba. There she is. And where are the children? Have the daughters come? Yes. The whole family is here. You are also beloved. Beloved of the family and beloved of Bab Dada too. Aren't you, auntie? Very good. You may sit down, auntie and uncle. Double foreigners, keep standing. Double foreigners, keep standing. Only uncle and auntie are made to sit. What title has Bab Dada given to the double foreigners? Double effort makers. That's your title, is it not? Bab Dada always says to the double foreigners that you have revealed the title of world transformer. You have revealed this title of God, of Bab Dada, very well. Otherwise, it could have been said the benefactor of Bharat. But because of Baba's children abroad, because of centers abroad, Baba has become world transformer, world benefactor. And Bab Dada has observed that in every season, in every group, meeting, double foreigners come in large numbers, and actually in every meeting the number is growing. Vishesh and the special transformation which has come in the double foreigners is that before they used to be this way, that this is our culture and that is your culture, the culture of Bharat is different from our culture, but now nobody says this. This change has come in everyone. But now all of you say that we belong to one culture, which is that culture, Brahmin culture. You like this word, Brahmin culture, don't you? You like this word, don't you? You like it? Like the word Brahmin culture? This is why Bap Dada loves you very, 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 very much. Because your speciality is that whenever you go for any task, you do it completely, you do it fully. You keep the courage and do it. If you say yes, you do it. If you say no, then you don't do it. You are clever in this. If it's yes, you will do it fully. If you say no, then you won't do it. Yeah, so. But majority of you do say yes, Haanji, Haanji, sweet Baba, sweet Daddy, sweet family, Haanji, yes Baba, we will do it. So you are good in saying Haanji, yes Daddy, yes Baba, and thereby moving forward with Haanji, yes Baba. Before before in foreign lands, you used to say that it's so difficult, you know, to get more numbers of students. Now it's not difficult, is it not? Is it? Now people are coming more and more and taking the course, even the VIPs are coming in your contacts. Therefore, so the zeal and enthusiasm in your heart is making you move forward and also making service move forward. You're all moving forward, aren't you? Aren't you moving forward? Are you happy with your efforts? It's good. This gathering which you have in Madhuban, you know, the NCO meeting, the RCO meeting, and whatever meetings are done in Madhuban. So Baba is saying it's very good because in this way, strength, power is filled in the souls. So it's very necessary that every season you keep coming, and increase the beauty of the yajna more and more. The meetings you all keep and the programs you make, the dialogue program, and the call of time program, Baba likes it very much. Congratulations. Yeah. Okay, you may sit down. Okay.
All the mothers raise your hand. All the mothers raise your hand. Oh, so many mothers. Slip behind. The mothers have been made to sit behind. Yes, your hands are visible very well. Bhaktada is able to see your hands very well. You are waving to Baba. The mothers have a special blessing. In whichever center there are mothers and they are very good effort maker mothers, very loving mothers. To that center, Bhaktada's blessing is that wherever there are such mothers, there the contribution box and the kitchen of those centers are always full. The contribution box and the kitchen of those centers are always full wherever there are such loving mothers. The service of the yajna which you do with great love increases the kitchen as well as the contribution box, mother's box. Therefore, to the mothers, Bhaktada gives special congratulations. Congratulations, congratulations. All the Pandavas, so many Pandavas. Pandavas means the brothers. Without the Pandavas, service at the center cannot increase. First of all, Pandavas make very good plans of service. Pandavas have this blessing. They make very good plans of service. And you are the protectors of the Shaktis. Baba is telling the Pandavas, you protect the Shaktis. All the Pandavas should always think, wherever you may be, wherever you are staying, whether you are staying at the center or living at home, but you should always think that we are the protectors of the Shaktis. And you have to make sure that no one has any impure vision towards the mothers or sisters in the centers. You have to become such sevadhari, such servers. If the Pandavas wouldn't come to the centers, then this knowledge which is such elevated knowledge, which is something special, unique, new, that the newness of the knowledge is that here husband and wife live together but live a pure, detached, loving life in purity. So this is the uniqueness of this place. They conquer attachment. They are conquerors of attachment. And if it would be just the Shaktis and not the Pandavas, then how would you set an example? So along with the mothers, the brothers are also instrumental. So in some places the Shaktis are praised, in some the Pandavas are praised. And the picture of both is Vishnu, the four-armed Vishnu, showing the symbol of a couple, Pandavas and Shaktis. Without the Pandavas, the Baba's task cannot move ahead. And without the Shaktis too, Baba's task cannot be completed. This is why there is such a big importance, not just necessity, but importance of families. See, even the little children are no less. All the little children stand up. Little children stand up. Little children, about 500 children. Wave to Baba, little children, wave to Baba. So what should you be called? Wah, children, wah. How great that you children are. Even little children are praised. If children wouldn't come to Gyan, then it would not be said that the whole family is in knowledge. When it is said the whole family is in knowledge, it means the brothers, the sisters, the children, all are in knowledge. So all are needed. So even the children have heard. Even the children do retreats here. There's Kumar's retreat. There was also retreat of Kumaris. All those of the retreat, the brothers. Yeah. Kumars and other Kumars stand up. All those who were in the retreat. All the Kumars and the other Kumars who did the retreat stand up. They have also made a lovely banner. So the other Kumars and the Kumars. There are two types. The other Kumars have a garland and the Kumars have the sash. So Bhaktada receives all the news. The effort you made, whether it's the Kumars or the other Kumars, the half Kumars, the married brothers, Bhaktada is very happy with you, because in the atmosphere of Madhuban, you came and made the intense efforts and move forward and move forward in your stage, because such an atmosphere which you get here, you can't get it anywhere else. So, whether it's a Kumar's youth or the other Kumar's, the half Kumar's, the experience you got here of making intense efforts, you got the experience, didn't you? You enjoyed, you got good experience, raise your hand. If you had a good experience in the retreat, yes? So keep that immortal with you. Keep it permanent with you. Take this blessing of making it permanent, eternal, constant with you. It shouldn't be that when you go back, you say that now I'm no more making intense efforts, my efforts have become ordinary. But on the contrary, you should say that we are now experiencing a flying stage, we are flying, okay? That's what you will say when you go back, won't you? Tell this result when you go back. You did a very good thing of having this retreat. Bhaktada is happy. Okay, you may sit down. Okay. Now, Baba is going to perform the drill. So Baba is saying, in 1 second,
Savi Brahma,
all the Brahmins, whilst practicing Raj Yoga, become a master of yourself, become a master of your mind, and stabilize your mind or make your mind concentrate in whatever thought you wish, in whichever way you wish. You can right now make your mind be concentrated. Don't allow your mind to become mischievous. Say, my Baba, sweet Baba, lovely Baba, color yourself in the color of these thoughts and celebrate holy in a spiritual way. and everyone goes into silence. Concentrating the mind in the thoughts of my Baba, beloved Baba, sweet Baba, lovely Baba. I'm colored in your company. Okay, acha. To all the elevated, holy and highest children everywhere, to all to all
Sada,
the Master Almighty children who experience themselves to be like the Father, who have become free from all weaknesses and are enabling other souls also to get liberated, to such bestowers of mukti children the such children who are the bestowers of mukti. To those who are always seated on the seat of self-respect, who are the embodiments of the experience of being immortal, to such children everywhere, whether it's you who are sitting in front or the children who are far away in distance but are lost in the Father's love, to such children love remembrance who with the zeal and enthusiasm have given news of their efforts and service to such children. Lots and lots of love remembrance from the heart and blessings and multi million times blessings from the heart. To all the Raj Yogis, the ones who are to claim a kingdom, to all such children, love, remembrance and namaste.